Cape Breton Regional Police are warning people to keep their guard up against scammers. Constable Gary Frazier spoke to a group of about 30 people today at a presentation where CKOA Radio was also in attendance. He said they are getting reports every week from people who are getting scammed or approached by suspicious people. Frazier's presentation focused on social media photos, especially what's in the background.
You may take an instant picture of your mother and father or loved one sitting at the table. There could be a power bill, water bill, something there. They can zoom in on it and get information. Different information that you don't know you're giving them, but it's there in the background.
Frazier told the audience they recently arrested someone who scammed $500 by using information on a certificate innocently hanging in the background of a social media photo. The victim was fooled into believing he was talking to an old friend who had fallen on hard times and needed some money. On the other side of the coin, Frazier says the scammers are also looking for possible challenges when deciding who to target.
Whether you have a dog bed on the floor, dog dishes, they'll look for that. Mostly if you have a big dog bed and dishes, they're not going to go near your house because they know you have an animal there going to bite my bark.
Meanwhile, another highlight of the presentation involved scammers using artificial intelligence for sinister reasons. Frazier says this can happen when you answer a call from someone with suspicious caller ID. He says they will be able to mimic your voice later after recording your replies from the conversation.
And they'll ask you pertinent questions, right, about your where you live and is your neighborhood safe and what type of doors. They'll ask you anything, and they can use that information and manipulate it and put fake accounts and make it like you're calling the bank and you're looking to open an account, or you're calling a store and you're asking for a product. And it's your voice.
Sarah Lynn Gillen was one of the 30 people or so who attended the presentation. After it, she explained to CKOA Radio that someone gained access to the technology inside her home and they are playing malicious games. She says she doesn't know how the hackers got in and she's trying to find someone to stop it.
We've been suffering, and I say suffering because it is like a war zone. It is horrible. They have control of everything in our home. Our televisions, our emails, they've gotten into our banks. Just things as simple as changing the subtitles every 5 minutes. It's malicious, and unfortunately, the organizations and folks that we've reached out to just don't seem to have the skills and the supports to stop it. So when they're stating once they're in your home, they're in your home, because we've yet to have anybody contact us to say, hey, we can help you guys get through this.
Frazier also told the audience that you should never allow an uninvited person into your home, even if they seem like they are on the level trying to sell you something. He tells us about a situation when he was off duty. He said he was so worked up that he didn't even mention that he was a police officer, although profanity was his weapon of choice to express his frustration.
So I was home one evening, my wife and I having supper, and we had a knock on the front door, and answered the door, and a young gentleman there. He said he was from TELUS. He had the ID on him, picture ID. And he said, do you have an internet provider? And I said, yes, I'm with Alliant and I'm happy with them. And again, he said, well, I can do better. And I said, no, I'm fine. And he said, you have cell phones? And I said, yes, my wife and I have a cell phone. And he said, are you with Alliant? Yes. He said, I can do better. And he kept trying to get in the house and walking closer and closer. And I said, no, sir, I'm fine. He said, do you have a security system? I said, yes. I said, I have blink cameras around the house. I have the blink camera here and inside. I can do better. We can do better. It wasn't the point where I said, you just got to f***ing leave. And at that, he saw how serious I was, and he left. But it takes a time where you have to stand up and you have to be really diligent to them and tell them, listen, you got to leave.
Frazier says scammers are sophisticated and many are smooth talkers, able to convince some people, especially seniors, to give them money. He adds, always report to police if you've been targeted and never give personal information over the phone to someone you don't know. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.